The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
It's been a while since they've let me come out and play. Well, hello and welcome to the Rated R Safety Show. Hopefully you had a fantastic weekend and you are having a happy-go-lucky time on this lovely Monday, August the 12th. We're coming to you about as live as possible. Because that's what I told you I was going to do. Even though this is going to be a rough week for me. Conferences, conventions, going all down this week. So I have to record these things real early in the morning. So, we're back to the normal, okay? What do I mean by that? Back to the normal of what I've told you before, of no ranters, because of the fear. So you already know that. You know. I don't have to go over it again. Ranters don't want to come on and rant at the moment because they're afraid that they're going to get caught for ranting. Don't worry about that. We have voice protection. We can protect your voice if you want to rant. Also, the funny part was I've had a guy going back and forth with me in regards of ranting, but every time that he's supposed to send the recording in, something comes up. I always find it funny. But if you go to his LinkedIn page, there's enough shit on there. Anyways, that doesn't matter. That's not important. So we're here on this lovely Monday. Hopefully, like I said, you had a fantastic weekend. But what we're going to get to right away is we're not going to waste some time. We're going to get into the news.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So because we're always talking about safety, I think it's interesting when you start hearing about different things that are going on inside of organizations. So here you go. Security firm Kissy. Kissy? Is that right? Kissy? Has commissioned a study to determine the most overworked cities in the USA, as well as those who offer the best work-life balance. Overworked. Here we go. We'll give you the top five. Chicago, Illinois. Seattle, Washington. Atlanta, Georgia. Houston, Texas. And Washington, D.C. Hold on! So if I live somewhere else, I'm not overworked? Okay, well, let's continue with our study research. Balanced. New York City. New York, of course. Minneapolis, Minnesota. San Francisco, California. Portland, Oregon. And San Diego, California. Now, I, for years, have wanted to live in California, specifically San Diego. Now I truly understand the reason behind it. Interesting, huh? Ha 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 ha. So how do you feel about that list? Are you in one of these lovely places where you have a great work-life balance? Or do you feel that you're overworked or you're in none of the ones that are listed and you're working your ass off? How do you feel about that? Do you think that Kissy? Yeah, I think it's Kissy. Somebody's going to have to clear that up for me. So what do you think? I don't know. I feel that I'm overworked where I'm at and I'm not even in Kissy. I get to fluctuate between two different states, which is the fun part. And none of them, or neither one of them are on that list. I guess because one of them is known for where a whole bunch of old people are at, which there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. And then the other one is known because there is a pretty big laboratory in the state. Did you hear about this one? This one's interesting. Cases of hepatitis A are exploding across the country due to part to the growing opioid crisis. USA Today reports that Since 2016, more than 23,000 have been affected and 230 have died. The virus affects the liver and is highly contagious. Interesting how the opioid epidemic is continuing to have issues across the board in regards to what's going on out there. What do you think? Have you seen this? Have you heard these news stories coming that are actually out there about this? We need to do something about these opioids. I keep on looking at this and going, wow, what kind of screwed up society are we in that these drugs continue to be prescribed out there, but we still have issues back and forth across the board? Can the people go back and sue their doctor who gave them this prescription? Is that possible? I thought this one was pretty interesting. This one was actually something that I was able to review. The Hunt, this was a movie, has been canceled. The movie has self-described liberal elites hunt and kill conservatives who support President Trump. Universal nixed the release just weeks after the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. No word if it will ever be at the theaters or even out on video. How do you feel about that? Do you think that that was a good idea by Universal by canceling that? Do you think that it's one of those things that we should be having those conversations? Or is it something that we shouldn't even have that topic? The other interesting part is that you probably might have heard by now that Walmart recently has removed displays of violent video games inside of their stores. But they will continue to sell guns. That is not a political rant. That is just a statement on what is occurring. Take it for what it's worth. And I guess being on the Walmart note, let's go over this. Did you hear this Bloomberg report? The world's 25 richest families are worth collectively $1.4 trillion with a T. Dollars. Think about that. That's a 24% increase since last year, adding about $250 billion with a B to the total. The Walton family of Walmart fame adds about $70,000 in worth. You ready? Every 1 minute. How would you like to make $70,000 every 1 minute? Would that be nice? Would you be looking to retiring anytime soon? Pretty nice for them. Hey, I'm not complaining. Good for them. Are you out in Nevada? Let's go down that path. Are you in the Reno, Nevada area? Because I got some news for you and probably not something you want to hear, but I'm going to share it with you anyways. In Reno, Nevada, a mosquito has tested positive for West Nile virus. It is the second confirmed case this year. No human cases have been reported yet. Well, shit. I don't want any human cases to be reported, period. Meaning hopefully no one gets it. You don't want that crap spreading throughout your state or in the U.S., period. Did you hear about this prison breakout that occurred last week on Wednesday? A Tennessee prisoner who was escaped Wednesday has been recaptured. He's believed to have sexually assaulted and killed a prison administrator on the prison's grounds before escaping on a tractor. Oh yeah, he escaped on a tractor. Authority used security camera footage to find the man who was grabbed again Sunday morning. Well, I don't know if he did it or not. I can only tell you based on the news story, but if he did it, I'm glad they caught him. Here's some good news, I guess, about the economy. Here you go. Wall Street Journal reports that tiny fraction of workers earned the federal minimum wage last year, only 0.28%. That's 0.28% of the workforce made $7.25, and most were less than 25 years old. The remaining 155.5 million people in the workplace made more than that, either because their state had a minimum wage higher than the national minimum or because wages well exceeded the number. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's good information.
Duh.
And then I'll share this information for you real quick. On Saturday, if you played the Powerball, no winner. No winner whatsoever. No winner at all. So Wednesday's drawing, if you're in the U.S., the drawing will be for $138 million jackpot or $96 million cash payout. Take whichever one you want. And then just some of the useless knowledge that I told you we were going to discuss going forward. So day of the year, what can you celebrate today? So here we go. Here's the breakdown. World Elephant Day. Vinyl Record Day. International Youth Day. Now that's jacked up because people are going back to school today, at least in this lovely state. International Youth Day, and you have to go to school. And then National Middle Child Day. Well, that's screwed up too. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. You know who I am. I know who you are. Until next time, love you, mean it. Bye.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.